Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Spring is here, the trees are blooming, and finally, Times Square is booming. There's construction on a new hotel, lines for Broadway shows, and crowds at the crossroads of the world.
We're celebrating our sixth weekend in a row with pedestrian counts over 300,000, and it looks like we've really turned a corner in our recovery.
This is seen as symbolic of the city's post-COVID recovery.
It just shows that if we can do it in Times Square, we could do it anywhere. The best is yet to come for Times Square and for New York City.
The turnaround is obvious to restaurant owners.
Right now, we are trending higher than pre-COVID 2019.
Office workers.
It's slowly coming back to life. You can see, especially on a nice weather day, you know, it seems like everything's starting to fill out again.
And tourists.
We come from Holland, so we have Amsterdam. And you, in America, they say New York is astonishing. So that's why we're here.
This week on 880 In Depth, they're coming back to Times Square.
And it looks like we've really turned a corner in our recovery.
Will recovery for the rest of the city follow? Welcome to 880 In Depth. I'm Michael Wallace. There were days when it seemed like New York would never recover. The streets were eerily silent, swaths of stores were vacant, and many people packed up and moved out. But things are changing. There's a new energy and rebirth in many parts of the city, and nowhere is that more evident than in Times Square. It's a microcosm of the city's melting pot. Residents, office workers, and tourists from near and far are coming together to generate and absorb the area's vitality. A little later, we'll hear from a restaurant owner about the resurgence.
Visiting Times Square is great now. We have been closed 554 days. So that was quite a hiatus that we had, same as Broadway. We're happy to be open. Tourists are in Times Square. New Yorkers are going to see shows. People are dining out. Carmine's and Virgil's are nice and busy.
And a hotel manager and Broadway producer.
It is healthy. It is alive. People are sitting in the seats. They are buying tickets. Actors are on the stage doing what they love.
But let's start with Tom Harris. He's president of the Times Square Alliance, a business improvement district. Harris spoke to WCBS reporter Peter Haskell.
It looks like things are getting busier here.
Peter, they are. We're celebrating our sixth weekend in a row with pedestrian counts over 300,000, and it looks like we've really turned a corner in our recovery.
Where are people coming from?
It's hard to tell. It seems like they're mostly New Yorkers, tri-staters, and people from the United States who are experiencing the new Times Square. We still don't have the international tourists back.
So those are the people who spend the most money. If those international tourists are not back this summer, this year, what's the impact?
So I think you're right. International tourists stay longer, spend more, and we certainly are welcoming them back. I think that a lot of the businesses are anticipating their return in the near future, so I expect that we will see an uptick.
There was a push to try to get local folks to come to the city, to come to Times Square. How has that worked?
I think that's done well. I think a lot of people from the five boroughs, from the tri-state area, and from the United States have been coming to Times Square. That's why we're seeing those numbers over 300,000.
It's interesting. If you look at the numbers, it seems like office buildings are, you know, roughly 40% full from where they were pre-COVID. Can you survive if the numbers don't get up to 70, 80, 90%?
Surviving is one thing, thriving is another. So I think that a lot of the retail are surviving. We're looking for those office workers to come back and experience all the great things that Times Square has to offer. We do need them to support the economy in Times Square.
Do you think they will come back? And if so, when?
It's hard to say when. I think they will come back. I think that new business is going to be harder. Onboarding people is going to be harder in a Zoom room. And I think people will crave the synergy that exists in the office setting.
Do some of these office towers need to be reimagined, reconfigured, rebuilt for something else?
Times Square is always reinventing ourselves. So if you just look at any block, it's not the same that it was 5 or 6 years ago. So I think we will see some buildings repurpose. Other buildings will continue with the office tenant model.
There was this push after 9/11 to reinvent Lower Manhattan. Does Times Square need to be reinvented per se?
We're seeing a lot of optimism from our developers. We have three hotels that are under construction right now. We have two that have opened up within the last couple of months, and there are two more planned for the near future. So I think that Times Square has always been a multi-use area with Broadway, with hotels, with office workers, with tourists. So I think that that will always exist.
COVID cases are surging again, with the city bumping its COVID alert level from low to medium. It's the virus that kept people away in the first place. The reminders are everywhere.
There's still a COVID testing van here, which is not a bad thing, but COVID is still out there and circulating. What kind of drag is that having on the Times Square and tourism here?
So I think that that is keeping the international travelers from coming. The COVID is still very real, but we need to find ways to go on with our lives and live with COVID. And I think that in New York, we are doing that. We see the pedestrian counts go up. We see our theaters opening. We see our theaters doing well. So I think it's about finding new ways to live with COVID and also live our lives.
Is that a challenge, though, for some people who know this is a very dense place? And how does that impact people who might decide to go elsewhere?
So we're seeing people come to Times Square. We're seeing those pedestrian counts, over 300,000 people on the weekend. It's a rainy morning, and we see people walking through Times Square, and that's a good thing. So I think that there are ways to live our lives, to experience all that's great about New York City, all that's great about Times Square, and live with COVID in a safe way.
You talked about retail before, and there's still a certain amount of vacancies here. How does that play into this picture?
So we just exceeded 80% in our retail establishments open. So that's up from 55% a year ago, and it's up from even a few months ago. So we're seeing with the uptick in pedestrian traffic that the retailers are coming back. We're seeing a lot of new leases. There's a lot of demand for the retail space in Times Square, so that is very encouraging.
What is Times Square's best selling point, and what's your feeling about the future looking forward?
Broadway, the experience, the signs, This is a place to see and to be seen. Most people who come to New York want to pass through Times Square because of the vibrancy, the energy here, and we think that that will always be an appeal.
Another challenge is crime. Major crimes are up 42% year to date. On April 30th, a man was stabbed to death in Dave & Buster's on 42nd Street. Harris, who's a former cop, is keenly aware of the problems.
One crime in Times Square is one crime too many. We have a fantastic police department. That tragic homicide at Dave & Buster's, they made an arrest immediately. Crime is one thing, and those numbers are up, but it seems that the police department has a handle on that. What we need to look at is the disorder on our public streets, not only in Times Square, but throughout the city, and just see what level of disorder we are willing to accept. And I know that in Times Square, we would like to have effective strategies to deal with some of the disorder that exists in our streets.
Such as?
There's a lot of, what we've seen recently is an uptick in marijuana sales. We've seen an uptick in these Weed World trucks. We have some aggressive solicitation. The CD sellers are a perennial problem in Times Square. We'd like to see effective strategies with all of the city agencies working together with meaningful measures of success to address these challenges. That's exactly what Mayor Adams is talking about, and we support him fully.
Some of this has been talked about before, but you still have the problem. How do you approach it differently? And it's not your role, per se. How does the city approach this differently to fix it?
Well, I think we have a new mayor, we have a new city council, and as citizens and voters in the city, we need to tell our elected officials what we expect from them, the type of public space we demand from them.
Are you concerned somebody comes to work here in one of these buildings, they live in the suburbs, they see the disorder, they say, I'm not bringing my kids here this week and I don't need this?
Times Square is a vibrant, energetic neighborhood that is accessible to tri-staters and to all of those suburban commuters who come in. We are within walking distance of Port Authority, Penn Station, Grand Central Station. Most major subways come through Times Square. Times Square will always be attractive for office workers, tourists, New Yorkers, and international visitors.
Speaking of tourists, Marika and Matthias van Berkel have made their first visit to New York.
We come from Holland, so we have Amsterdam, and in America they say New York is astonishing, so that's why we're here. And we are standing here already for 5 or 10 minutes just looking around, and it's like, wow, what's happening here?
It's very cool to see New York City. Yeah. But we have to discover a lot yet, so we are not finished.
You know, I'm curious, were you concerned about COVID coming to the city?
No, we are in the Netherlands, we already have passed the critical point, so we have all been vaccinated, and no worries.
And what about crime? Were you concerned about crime?
No, not explicitly.
No, we don't. We are cautious, of course, but I think it's a lot of places in the world you have to take your protection. So we do. We have to be careful. Yeah, we are.
Sarah Beck and Adam King are here from Portland, Oregon. They didn't hesitate to make the trip.
I'm happy to spend my money here and support the economy. Absolutely.
Yeah. No concerns about COVID.
I mean, at this point, we're vaccinated. I think we'll probably all get it at some point. So, no.
One of the things I'm curious about, were you concerned about crime at all coming to the city?
No.
What, if anything, have you heard about New York City crime in Portland?
Portland's crime is up, so this is kind of nice.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
One of the biggest drivers of tourism here is Broadway. There are currently 36 shows in production. Ryan Marlin is a producer for three shows, The Piano Lesson, American Buffalo, and Macbeth. He tells Peter Haskell he's optimistic.
I think Broadway looks extraordinarily bright. As you said right before we started recording, you know, you asked how I was, and I said, in my little corner of the world, all is well. And I consider Broadway a corner of the world in the sense that it is healthy, it is alive. People are sitting in the seats, they are buying tickets. Actors are on the stage doing what they love. New Yorkers are supporting Broadway. Tourists are supporting Broadway. And we are doing really well.
Give us a sense about ticket sales. How are they? And do you have a comparison just generally to pre-COVID? Do you think you are where you would have been?
We are certainly not where we were pre-COVID. I mean, that is not a challenge that's unique to specifically the Broadway. I mean, the rest of the world is not where it was pre-COVID. But given all that has happened and where we are and how we have returned, we are definitely trending in an upward position. I mean, this past week we had 36 shows that have opened playing on Broadway right now. And our theaters are filled top to bottom. And that's a really good sign for us. That is a very, very good sign for us. Hotel occupancy is back on the rise. Airline travel is high again. And people are coming. People are coming to support Broadway shows.
Does it feel the same?
You know what? It feels different because the spirit is different. People are so grateful to have live entertainment. People inside the building, those who are on stage and those who are backstage, feel elated to be back at work, to be back doing what people were born to do. And as a patron and a lover of theater, not only a theater maker, but also a theater supporter, every time I'm sitting in an audience, people are so excited to be in the audience of a Broadway show. I was just at MJ again last week, and this woman said to me, "It's my first show since the pandemic, and I am thrilled to be here. I came with my daughter, and I bought a new dress, and I came to see the Michael Jackson musical," and that was just heartwarming.
When you walk through Times Square and you see the people who are there, or maybe the people who aren't there, what is your sense of the future of tourism in the city, of Times Square, of the theater? What do you think?
You know something, there's a wonderful booth inside Times Square that belongs to the Theater Development Fund, TDF, and the booth is called TKTS, commonly referred to as the place where we can get discount tickets. And I walked by the TKTS booth just 2 days ago, and the line was around the staircase to get tickets to a Broadway show. And I always look at that line because that particular line is so indicative of where we are with tourists and desires to see Broadway shows. Because everyone that comes to Broadway knows that if you stop by that booth, you can get a ticket to a favorite show if it's available at the last minute. And the line was long, and people were anxious and happy to be in that line. So I think that tourism is trending in the right direction. I love that New Yorkers are being tourists in their own backyard. I love that our neighbors from the tri-state area are coming into our city. And I think that we're going to be A-okay. We're coming into a very, very healthy fall with new shows coming in the fall for Broadway. That's going to be extraordinarily exciting. We have Samuel L. Jackson coming to Broadway. We have John David Washington coming to Broadway. We have Danielle Brooks coming to Broadway in the piano lesson in the fall. We have a new show, new musicals transferring in, like Kimberly Akimbo. So I think that it's healthy. Our fall is going to be healthy, and that's going to be good for New York City.
The neighborhood relies largely on out-of-towners for big spending. City tourism officials expect a big rebound from last year, but the number of visitors will still be down 15% from 2019. Alexandra Walsh is director of sales and marketing at the Westin Times Square. She spoke to our Peter Haskell.
Give us a sense, what's business like these days?
Well, business has certainly rebounded back. New York City has reopened, which we're all very excited about. And since the release of the Key to New York City, which happened mid-February, we've started to see an uptick in business, which really excites hoteliers. So we had a really strong March and an excellent April, and now we're well on our way to seeing a very strong May and June. So when you look at from an occupancy perspective, because that's how hotels do obviously set ourselves, we had a mid-80s occupancy in April, and we're expecting a high 80s or low 90s for May and June. So we're very excited. Back to 2019 numbers.
So you're basically where you were then.
That's right. So we are fingers crossed and touch wood that we are expecting to weather any typical storms coming our way, but we've really set ourselves up for success. And you know, it helps when everything opens up in New York City and all the restrictions are released. And of course, we're doing a lot of domestic business. All the international borders have reopened, and then of course all of our business travelers are starting to come back to the office, back to the city, and they're also on the road meeting their customers. And that enables them to stay at the hotel.
You talk about the occupancy rate. What about prices? Are the prices similar to where you were pre-COVID?
Yes. Well, you know, pricing always has many variables. So it's obviously based on supply and demand. So it's also demand being a one big factor. So if there's more guests coming to the city, then obviously that levels out the pricing. We're seeing numbers very similar to what we did in 19. We're tweaking it here and there in accordance to where we need to from a hotel standpoint. And then there's quite a few operators that have opened up, so that does change some of the rates accordingly. And then, you know, unfortunately, some hotels have not reopened. So definitely revenue management do an excellent job in that area. They read the market, they see where we need to go from a pricing perspective, and then make adjustments accordingly. But the numbers are very similar to what we had in 19.
How do things feel in the hotel, in Times Square? What's your sense of that?
Feels great. New York City, as I said, has reopened, and also so does Times Square. There's a lot of buzz happening within Times Square. The hotel's running high 80s, low 90s from an occupancy perspective. You can feel a certain energy within the hotel. There's a lot of guests, business travelers, and also tourism. And then, of course, I know we always benchmark how busy the actual city is in Times Square with the actual footprint and how many people actually visit Times Square. So I do believe, in accordance to Times Square Alliance, we're back to pre-COVID 2019 numbers with the amount of foot traffic. I think they're up to around 280,000, 300,000 a day. So that's how we sort of compare it. So definitely the area is a buzz.
Maybe the biggest change from pre-COVID is the number of office workers. The commercial vacancy rate is 14%, double the number from the end of 2019. The offices that are open have not quite 40% of their workers coming in every day. James didn't want to give us his last name, but he works in an office. He sees the tide turning.
It's slowly coming back to life. You can see, especially on a nice weather day, you know, it seems like everything's starting to fill out again. You know, the delis are full when you're trying to get a sandwich at lunch. So it's more or less getting back to normal, but, you know, it's been 2+ years. A lot of stuff around here has closed down. Unfortunately, a lot of businesses have gone out, so that's sad to see. But, you know, looks like new things are opening, and, you know, hopefully we get back to normal here over the next couple months.
There is a hunger for a return to normal, and just a hunger in general, which is good news for restaurants in the area. Jeffrey Bank is with A La Carte Restaurant Group, which runs Carmine's and Virgil's in Times Square.
Business in Times Square is great now. We have been closed 554 days, so that was quite a hiatus that we had, same as Broadway. We're happy to be open. Tourists are in Times Square. New Yorkers are going to see shows. People are dining out. Carmine's and Virgil's are nice and busy. It's great. We got a long way to make back those 554 days, but right now business is fantastic.
When did you reopen? And give us a sense, the arc of your business since the doors were opened.
Business opened up in fall of last year, and things were progressing really nicely. And in December, you had Omicron hit at the end of December that whipped through Manhattan. A lot of staff and customers, you know, got infected, but no one was really hospitalized because our staff is all vaccinated. So things slowed down a little in January and February, and then business has been growing ever since March. April, March, I think 11 new shows opened up on Broadway, and business has just been taking off in the spring.
He's glad to see the commercial spaces refilling.
The offices in New York have been coming back. More and more people are working 3 and 4 days. Thursday has become the busy happy hour night, people going out. Fridays are a little soft in the office, for sure. But the weekdays have been good. People have been coming back to work, and they've been craving attention and human contact. You know, the best way to mentor someone is to see them face-to-face, not over Zoom.
And, of course, crime is an issue.
It's a concern for everyone. You know, we always want to feel safe and be safe. But Times Square is one of the safest places in the world. You can see cops and police officers all over the place, plus they're undercover, you know, police officers. It's a very safe place to be. It has not affected our customers at all.
Generally, how is business now compared to what you did pre-COVID?
Right now, the month of April is higher than pre-COVID. It'd be nice if it continues this way, and I hope it will, and it should. But right now, we are trending higher than pre-COVID 2019. Hotels seem to be full. The shows seem to be full. More shows are opening. People are excited. They're out on the street. There's a great atmosphere if you walk around here.
Why do you think that is? What's the biggest difference?
I think 2 years of being cooped up and being told to stay at home is why people are happy to get out. Get vaccinated and come out and enjoy the world.
We'll give the last word to Tom Harris at the Times Square Alliance. He thinks as Times Square goes, so goes the city.
Times Square was always a symbol of the pause in the pandemic and our vibrancy. The return of over 300,000 people on the weekends is a symbol of our resolve and our recovery. And I think that it just shows that if we can do it in Times Square, we could do it anywhere. The best is yet to come for Times Square and for New York City.
So is Times Square leading the comeback, or is it waiting for the rest of the city and then it kind of follows?
Times Square is a leader. We're not looking to follow anyone. We are looking to create the greatest experience for all of the visitors to Times Square, and that will bring people back to Times Square. We are planning a lot of public art displays in the next couple of months. We're planning robust plaza programming, so we're going to have jazz, we're going to have Broadway buskers in Times Square. We're going to create a great experience, and people will come and take advantage of that.
So you think Times Square is an indicator of what the rest of the city is going to see?
I think we are a leader in bringing Times Square back.
Tom, thank you.
Thank you very much, Peter.
That's it for 880 In Depth this week. The executive producers are Tim Scheld and Peter Haskell. Our thanks to Tom Harris of the Times Square Alliance and Jeffrey Bank at A La Carte Restaurant Group. 880 In Depth gives us a chance to focus on an important issue in our community. You can find us at WCBS880.com, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your audio. And please subscribe. I'm Michael Wallace. Thanks for listening.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.